Hi there everyone, it's Nick. This will be my first audio boo actually, and here today at the IOF National Convention Institute fundraising. It's day two and I just wanted to check in, say hi and just update everyone on what's been going on today. This morning I opened a good session with Max Clifford on the importance of celebrities when fundraising and basically using them by any means to increase your strategy and campaign. That went on for about an hour. There was some good stuff that went on, some good talks, some interesting points raised, and also the questions asked by some of the charities, really helping charitable owners and encouraging them to share their stories to create a personal view when encouraging fundraising. I've just been sat in a session on digital marketing and how it's all changing and the digital revolution. Some interesting chats from Google, including their new social media platform Google+. And how to get the most out of Google Analytics when analysing websites, finding target audiences for your donors, and also increasing retention of the people view your sites, where they're coming from, how to target campaigns. It was generally a really, really interesting one. Microsoft also gave a quick presentation on how basically they're fighting Apple largely, but also a lot about the way they are marketing and also a little bit on their Generation 7 project with examples from Sweden and Spain, which is interesting to see how they're embracing digital and social media to kind of create social media channels to cascade information. Going back to Google quickly, they were talking a lot about social media at the end and how it can be used. They can be used to analyse the way your social media is being cascaded, including blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and the kind of impressions you're getting, the target audiences you're reaching, where you're getting it from. The important thing to remember is all these Google tools are free, and obviously for not-for-profits, that can usually be quite an important factor. And just as important is how you're viewed on the internet, how your visibility looks, and how we can encourage to take in a way. We also had a quick chat about fundraising this morning and did quite a lot around how we can use social media to fundraise, and had a very interesting discussion on a slightly separate note about QR codes and how we can use them in a more innovative way. There was a great example on the Discovery Channel a couple of weeks ago where they had this amazing 3D graphic of a Lego build, and then a fantastic idea to stick a QR code in it. Everyone gets excited, they click it, it opens up the homepage of the Discovery Channel. Not very exciting. What we've done for the convention, if you come over to stand number 8 in the exhibition hall, notice QR codes on the wall. These videos, which are, I personally think, a very good tool for reaching people, especially when encouraging donations, you can put a very humanistic view on your charity, your objectives, and what you're achieving. This conversation followed on by a director from a Jewish charity that builds schools in Israel, and we were talking about, for instance, if we're looking at schools, we have a very good emotional pull if we use the students, for instance, to make their own video blogs, make their own audio logs, and cascade them through, and the donors see where the money is going, which encourages people to retain their donorship and continue to give on a regular basis, which is kind of what fundraising is all about. We're all for, you know, the one who is good. At the end of the day, if we can create sustainable funding by using social channels that people are going to interact with us with, then we're going to get a lot further doing it. I'll try and update you throughout the day. For now, this was my first ever one, and I've been encouraged to do this by Sylvia, so thank you very much. And we'll see you through the day. Bye-bye.